This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow the Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
BT is out back on the fan on this Monday morning, 888-808-1019, the number to call. BT, did you see about, we were just talking about this off the air with Hoff here, did you see this Mookie Betts stuff where he's unable to keep anything down, he's been really sick and losing weight? Dude, this is, I mean...
Scary.
Isn't it? And he's going to doctors that can't identify it?
I know they've done a ton of tests here, and he's lost about 20 pounds. Now, I don't, again, I mean, come on, we're going to stay in our lane here, but if a doctor can't find it, there's no way we can. But, like, I see this, and I almost can't help but think of, like, Parasite or something like, there's no exact diagnosis. We know that. And I guess the thing is he can drink smoothies, and he can still work out. And he's got good energy, but as soon as he puts something, you know, hold down, like a meal, he throws up. And they thought he was going to play last night. I was watching like an inning or two of the game last night, the Dodgers and the Angels. They thought he was going to try to get back out there last night. He didn't. And this is bizarre. It's a very weird one.
It is, and it is scary, and a couple of reasons why. First of all, I'm assuming you saw the horrific news about Brett Gardner and the loss of his 14-year-old.
Oh,
okay, now we don't know where they are, but Brett Gardner was apparently on vacation with his family.
Yeah.
His family got ill. We don't know who exactly got ill, but they said the multiple family members were sick, and then unfortunately his 14-year-old son, which is just incomprehensible, passed away. Obviously, that's the worst thing possible. But then I was following, I don't know, you follow Julie Stewart Banks on Instagram at all?
I don't. I've seen some of her stuff, but I don't think I follow her, no.
So I'm friends with her at SNY, so I follow her on Instagram. And she was posting her trip in Bali, I believe.
Okay.
And, she, you know, in the beginning it was great and all that. And then she got very sick. And she said that, like to a point where they had to have doctors come to her hotel room and the IVs. And she had some kind of, like, E. coli thing. The point is, all those things. That's why I was curious, because I saw the Julie Stewart Binks thing first last week and really didn't think much of it. Just like, wow, that sucks to get sick on a trip like that.
Yeah.
And then I heard the Brett Gardner news, and I was like, God, that is just horrific. And it just seemed like they went somewhere, and we don't know where they went. But I was curious to see where they went that they would get sick. And then the Mookie Betts stuff. Now, Hoff did say it was before the Dodgers went to Tokyo, Hoff?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
So yeah, but just makes you think, right? I mean, it's a little scary thinking about that.
Dude, he's down to 157 pounds.
And what was he normally? You have that?
About 180.
I mean, that's a lot.
Yeah,
a guy that's
a lot.
Skinny in general.
I mean, And it's a lot of weight in a short time. Like, if you start to do just a percentage of his body weight, I mean, it's one thing if you're trying. You know, I know Hoff's been grinding and he's getting in really good shape or better shape for him for sure. But you don't, you know, like, he didn't lose 20 or 30 pounds in 2 or 3 days. You know, that's over time. This has pretty much been in a week or so. And God forbid if it gets worse. I mean, I just don't know. But yeah, I've seen this Mookie Betts story. It's crazy.
And the scariest part is that they just can't identify. Like, it's one thing to have that, and then you're like, oh, crap. Like, you hope to manage through it. It's another thing if they're all like, remember, he's a Los Angeles Dodger. He's making hundreds of millions of dollars. He's going to have the best people in the world looking at him, trying to figure it out. And they're like, I don't know what's going on. That doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't. It's terrifying, really.
BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019. Back to the Johnny's calls. Reno in Rutherford. What's up, Reno?
Hey, guys, I want to ask about a shooter for the Johnnies. How come they don't have one, and who can we possibly get for next year? But now that you bring up a possible parasite, BT, I know you said you're not a doctor. But you mentioned it. I get scared because I know someone who died from eating oysters, you know, right after they died and got sick. And, you know, now you guys are saying this. I'm like, wait a minute. Where do they go? Japan has a lot of seafood. I know it's fresh, but it's probably raw.
But he got it.
But
he
was sick.
There.
Yeah, it was before Japan.
What?
It was before Japan.
Oh, before Japan.
Yes.
Well, it could still be sushi or some raw fish, but you said parasite. So now let's explore that. And where did the other guy from the Yankees go, Gardner? Where did he go?
We don't know.
Anyone have any idea?
No.
Now you mention it. All right, let's. I don't know why. It's just scary. It's very scary. I just.
It is.
Anyway, let's go back.
Get back to St. John's.
I don't want you guys to hang up. I know. All right. So the whole thing. No, I know you guys have a quick trigger. Right?
No, go ahead.
The whole thing with the celebration doesn't make sense to me, because if we win a game in the tournament, you're allowed to celebrate, I'm allowed to celebrate, and the fact that you may have overdone it and you come on the air and talk about it doesn't make sense why people would criticize that. Just come out and say, hey, I made a mistake. I shouldn't be talking about trying to extend bars the after hours with the.
I didn't make a mistake. What mistake did I make?
Huh?
I made no mistake.
I thought you were going to at least say, hey, you know, you kind of went overboard with the party. No? You're trying to extend the bar hours. You're having drinks with the team. You know,
No. Okay, don't start this again, dude. For the record, is that the same guy?
No, different guy.
Okay. For the record, all right, I'm gonna remain calm here because this is really starting to bother me. For the record, at the team hotel, all right, where there were hundreds of fans. After the game, I don't know, fans like to do what fans like to do, celebrate their first NCAA tournament win in 25 years, and that's what happened. End of story. I don't know this additional life, which I'm not going to even pump anything into it after this statement. You know, I don't know where to go. Dude, I'm 51 years old. I mean, I was with 40-year-olds and 50- and 70-year-olds. If I'm going to have a drink after a win, then that's what I'm going to do. Period.
I think it got hijacked, BT, from that one caller last week who took it as you were partying with the team. You never said that. He said he took it that way.
I know.
And maybe it sounded that way because they know that you're a broadcaster, so in their mind they're thinking that, but you didn't say that, and I think he took it that way. And where else has this been a thing, though? The same caller called this morning about it, and we moved on from it, but I've only heard now three callers. One was the same guy who just called twice about it, and nobody's saying anything on social media about it?
No, okay. I didn't say anything. Yeah. I don't know, and I don't really care too much about social media. You know that.
Right.
You know, listen, I know what I do, and I know how I live my life, and I got nothing to hide, and I try to be a good person. That's it.
BT and Sal on the Fan. Giants quarterback call from Jason in North Bergen, New Jersey. What's up, Jason?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
BT, sorry about the Johnnies. I thought Arkansas's length was going to be the problem. It ended up being layups.
Yes, they missed so many because of their length. They missed a ton of bunnies, yep.
Yeah. All right, so two quick points, one on the draft, one on quarterback Winston.
Okay.
Winston is the first gunslinger since Kerry Collins the Giants have had. He's going to throw a ton of picks. But I tell you what, at least they'll be fun to watch in some weeks. And maybe they win a couple games with him, but he's going to be a backup. But the draft. Graham scares me. He's arm length, even though he's got a great motor. I think Hunter and Carter are the picks at three. And I don't know if you guys have investigated Tyler Shock. He's from Louisville.
Yeah.
Lewis Riddick loves him. Todd McShay does a great breakdown of him on YouTube. You got to look into him. I'm hoping he's still there. End of the second, early third. Giants have two third-round picks. maybe grab him. You sign Winston too. He's got two veterans to work under, and maybe midway, end of the season, they let the kid play, and we'll see what happens. But let's go Mets, and thanks for the call. Guys.
Thank you for the call, Jason. Appreciate you checking in. Yeah, I mean, I'm not diving. Here's what's probably going to happen, BT. If we do the math and use some common sense, and you kind of alluded to this, you think the Giants are going to take a quarterback one way or another. It doesn't mean they're going to take somebody with a third pick.
Yes.
I would say, for everything that we've seen so far, the Giants are going to add either Rodgers or Russell Wilson and then select a quarterback later in the draft. Who that is, who the hell knows, but they'll do it maybe just to throw as many things as possible at the position, at the wall, and see what sticks.
Yeah, well, I would be much more of a fan of, you know, whether it's a three or trade out, whatever their scouting and whatever their football hearts tell them, get a young quarterback in here, and then maybe in round five or so, take a flyer on somebody else. Like, I don't at the quarterback spot, strength in numbers. I don't understand, like, the appeal of a Winston Rodgers draft pick or a Winston Wilson draft pick. It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
Like, Sal, think about this, Sal. Wouldn't you rather have one more refined young quarterback in the draft and then a bit of a project as the third quarterback, or maybe, and then DeVito, whatever, however they figured that out, then, you know, two quarterbacks who are basically cooked. I mean, I think Rodgers has another good year in him, but whatever, he's old. Wilson's okay. You already have Jameis, who's a mess when he's not amazing, but he's a little bit of everything. What in the world would you bring in two quarterbacks that are a 10-year vet and then somebody's 36 years old like Russell Wilson? Why?
Because they're trying to win now. That's it. Because they're saying
idiotic.
Because if you don't, let's just say that they didn't bring in Jameis Winston, it would be Russell Wilson and the young quarterback. And I would be okay with at some point transitioning to that quarterback. And by the way, in the case of an emergency, let's say Wilson got hurt week one or week two, then you go with Tommy DeVito for a little bit until the other quarterback, you know, whatever rookie you draft, is ready. So you don't want to throw him to the Wolves like the Jets did with Zach Wilson again with Aaron Rodgers getting hurt. You don't want that set up. So I could see the value of Jameis Winston in that regard. I don't think bringing in Rodgers and or Wilson and Jameis Winston and drafting a quarterback makes a ton of sense, because if you bring in Wilson or Rodgers and you have Jameis as the backup, that means we're not seeing the young quarterback this year. And that's my problem, especially with where Shane and Dable are at in their regime.
Yeah, and it also means that, you know, either, and I mean, it wouldn't be Rodgers, but if it was a Winston-Russell Wilson situation, that either Winston or Russell Wilson, if you draft somebody that eventually gets on the field, is going to be the third quarterback.
Yeah,
To me, I look at a third quarterback as development, like DeVito, developmental, whatever. You're going to have your third-string quarterback is going to be a Hall of Famer, basically, in Russell Wilson, or, you know, a 10-year veteran like Jameis Winston?
No. It doesn't make sense. Although when people were texting me about it, you got Frank and Rails. Oh, Jameis Winston, what do you think? I'm like, this is the insignificant addition here. We got to wait to see what the next quarterback move is. Maybe there's two more. Maybe there's two. But the next one is going to be the big one.
Yes.
Jameis was just the backup. BT and Sal on the fan. It better be. BT and Sal on the fan, 888-808-1019.